Proclamation number 6729, dated the January 5th, 1957. Desire for truth. Relinquishing existing knowledge. Time and again you'll receive spiritual knowledge from external sources which, however, is only valuable if it originated from the same source as the word conveyed to you from above, which flowed forth from the primary source of wisdom itself. And those of you who receive my word directly can assess this very quickly, because the knowledge revealed to you already enables you to make a correct and fair judgment. Therefore, all spiritual information has to correspond with this knowledge. I imbue all my children with my spirit who turn to me myself with a profound desire for truth, who are therefore willing to be of service to me and the truth by passing the latter on. Since error is the greatest danger for people's spiritual progress, I will always take care to eliminate the former with truth. Thus, the transmission of truth will be my greatest priority, and everyone who offers his service to me, everyone who is filled by the desire for truth, will be accepted by me to spread it. But precisely this desire for truth needs to be present so as to be able to receive the truth from me myself. Everyone's sincere striving for that which is good and true is pleasing to me. It is pleasing to me if time and again a human being shows this great desire for truth, if he comes to me with an empty heart in order to have it filled by me. For he can only receive pure truth if he is willing to relinquish the previous knowledge which was not conveyed to him from me. This knowledge can certainly also correspond to the truth, but then he will also receive it from me again. But the complete relinquishing of spiritual information must first have taken place in order to prevent a mixing of spiritual knowledge of varied quality and thus not to endanger the pure truth. But this demand of mine in particular is rarely heeded, it is rarely complied with. Therefore, it is also only rarely possible to find a vessel which, having completely emptied itself, opens itself to the divine flow of the Spirit in order to be subsequently filled with delectable contents. For the pure truth from me is exquisite knowledge indeed. It is, after all, a flow from above, an expression of myself, a gift of grace offered by my fatherly love which wants to regain its children for good. And this delectable knowledge needs to be carefully guarded against contamination, against mixing it with other spiritual knowledge which might devalue my gifts. The information I offer you through the inner word, which thus clearly flows to you through my direct word, should therefore also be distributed again as accurately as possible. It should not become the subject of intellectual explanations and thereby become interspersed with personal thoughts, for human thinking is not devoid of error, because it can be very easily influenced by my adversary. Only if a person speaks on behalf of me and in my name about that which my spirit has revealed to him can he be certain that my spirit will then also work through him and that I will put the words he should speak into his mouth. And therefore I strongly urge every recipient of my word to keep the spiritual knowledge pure, for where I speak, where I convey my word to earth, human addition is truly no longer necessary but more likely is a danger which I caution against. For the knowledge you need is given to you by me myself. What you do not possess you need not know, for the mission for which I have chosen you, for which I educate you so that you can accomplish it. I myself will always give you what you desire to receive, and you will always be in possession of purest truth. Amen.